Productions.
From being dead. You couldn't believe a girl would do something like this. You didn't think the girl had the nerve. But here you are. I guess actions speak louder than words. It's a thin line between love and hate. It's a thin line between love.
The Hine and the Pretenders on NOVA, 13 minutes away from 8.
Ladies, are you and your husband fed up looking at overpriced kitchen units? Then take a look at Minerva Kitchens. Minerva Kitchens are the northwest of England's leading fitted kitchen specialists, and they offer a choice of German-made quality units at sensible prices. For instance, terraced houses from £895, semis from £1,595. That includes fitting and a two-year guarantee. For a free quotation and planning, ring Minerva Kitchens on 0229 29458. That's 0229 29458.
Right now, you're all interested in jogging for many different reasons. Some of you have done a lot, others...
Announcing the Radio Nova Puma 10K 84 in aid of the Irish Cancer Society. Sunday, the 23rd of September.
It's an aerobic exercise, which means it gets more air into the lungs, more oxygen in the bloodstream, which benefits the whole body.
It's time to get training, get into shape, get moving for what promises to be the most enjoyable road race of 84.
The fitter you are, the fewer heartbeats you need to get that oxygen into the system, so the lower your pulse rate.
Last year, over 5,000 men and women of all ages and all levels of fitness took part in the Radio Nova Puma 10K. So whether you want a pre-marathon test or just a fun run, the Radio Nova Puma 10K is the ideal distance. So start getting ready now for Sunday, September 23rd.
Comp Shop. For no-nonsense computer people.
How many times have you gone out and bought something only to find it at a lower price somewhere else? It's bad enough on day-to-day items, but when it comes to investing in something like a computer, the consequences could be disastrous. That's why at Comp Shop, we have a word of advice. Before you buy, check us out. The cost of a phone call, a few pence, could save you literally hundreds of pounds. We're called the no-nonsense computer people at Comp Shop. We provide a service that many others do, but we provide it more quickly, more reliably, and a heck of a lot more cheaply. And we not only sell computers, we give full after-sales backup, and that's why our service area is bigger than our sales area. So don't trust to luck. Come in and see us at 14 Station Road, New Barnet, Hertfordshire. Or just pick up the phone and call London 440-7033. And we mean it when we say we'd be more than delighted to be of help. Comp Shop. Main dealers for Apple, Acorn, Apricot, Sanyo and Commodore.
Comp Shop. Tomorrow's technology at today's prices.
102.7 Radio Nova FM.
Tuesday morning on NOVA. It's 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Colin. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm, you know, okay.
You sound bright and breezy and fun like the weather.
And you sound like you're great at telling lies.
Well, well versed in it after a lifetime, many years.
Now,
sorry. Please, no.
I was watching some TV last night. I was wondering, are you a fan of the big old soap opera TV programs?
Oh, I never miss it. I'm also interested to see, since I came to Dublin, that television here actually shows Coronation Street.
Didn't I show it over there?
Oh, yes, indeed, but...
Oh, you're pleased to see that we're watching it, too?
Yes, I can follow it now.
Well, no, they show it on TV. It doesn't actually mean that people watch it.
Ah, well, there must be a demand for them to show it, you see.
Yeah, just to show it.
But, yes. Of course, they must be listening to Radio Nova, too.
Oh, yes. But anyway, Hotel, the big soap opera, the lady that stars in that, Christine, her name is Connie Salika, is up to her ears in toy pigs, seemingly, ever since she was the victim of a TV show prank in which a load of pigs was delivered to her home. Fans have been sending her every sort of pig under the sun. I mean, can you imagine opening fan mail and finding a grilled rasher, you know?
Yes, an experience which I've had many times during my career. But continuing my search for the bizarre, the odd, and the truly weird from the world, did you know that something that I'm sure isn't done in this country, certainly isn't done in Britain, that the American Convention, of course, the Democratic Convention, is beginning in San Francisco, currently getting underway. In fact, in a few hours, the second day of the convention will be held. Well, there are people in America who actually make it their business, and they make an academic study of all of the memorabilia, the items from the convention, the flags, the photographs, everything that goes with it. Even Jimmy Carter's campaign song from 1976, that Jimmy Carter is a man of the land and a farmer, man of the soil, man of the people. All that stuff is kept, recorded, and collected. And at some future date, we'll be all sifted together and people will see how we used to live. The only thing is that I believe they've got Nixon stuff on file, too. What they'll make of that in 2020, I will never know.
Why would people want to keep that kind of stuff? I can understand. Paul Newman, right, the big star, went back to school to take a nutrition course. He's been at the University of California at Los Angeles to learn more about the food business. And Newman is also promoting his own, Newman's Own Salad Dressing. You can actually put Newman on your salad.
I thought he was all about undressing. But
oh, yes. It reminds me a little bit of graffiti I saw once that says, if reading cookery books relieves hunger, does reading pornography relieve... Well, anyway, I won't go in.
Now, I think you better hadn't explore that one, not at this time in the morning.
The rest of it was erased, I think.
It's a lovely story in the Daily Star this morning, the English Daily Star. They seem to have this preoccupation with cats. Yesterday, they had a full page about a cat in Netherton on Merseyside, which enjoyed listening to the English dialing tone, which is a gentle brrrr. Like that, you see, the only problem is that when they changed the dialing tone, which they're progressively doing to one like you have here in the Republic, the cat got very upset, and so what British Telecom officials kindly did was supplied the cat with a tape. Well, today, we read and see a photograph of, they seem to have this great preoccupation with cats, a white cat employed by Plymouth Health Authority, which unfortunately, after 10 years as chief moggy and rat catcher in the Health Authority, has been sacked. Why has it been sacked? Well, it's been sacked because of the computer age. Now, not that they found a computer that can do the job of a cat, but apparently the poor luckless creature's hairs are getting stuck in the computer keyboards. Well, you can't win, can you, Colin?
Why don't they just shave it? I thought that would have been brutal.
That's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to have all the cats out in strike. I mean, everybody's out in strike over there. Why not the cats?
Get the RSPCA onto you.
7 minutes away from 8 o'clock, NOVA. great band. They bring out some great music. And just imagine them sitting there with the bongos between their legs, banging away on them. Ba-dum, ba-dum. New single from Matt Bianco. You're going to hear quite a lot of that in the weeks to come. Whose side are you on? 4 minutes away from 8, Stereo Nova, 102.7 and 738 AM. And you may hear us dealing a lot now about the Puma 10K, which is coming up on September 23rd, the Radio Nova Puma 10K. If you didn't take part in it last year, do take part in it this year. It's great fun altogether. I didn't take part in it last year, but I'm definitely going to run the full 10 kilometers this year. No doubt about it. Okay, here's a record that can win somebody £5,000.
To sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. Waited so long for this moment. It's hard to think it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. I put my arm around her shoulder, run my fingers through. Time, and I think to myself, why now? Why me? Why? Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
£29.99, casual jackets £15, casual shirts from £5, and high fashion slacks from £10. The genuine half price sale now on at Reese Boutique, 19 Upper Liffey Street, Moore Street Mall, ILAC Center, and 20 Cable Street.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Put a Peter Mark summertime look in your hair.
Henry Street and ILAC Centre, where diamonds are forever.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Hughes. Good morning. Traffic on SeaLink ferry services from Dunleary is facing severe disruption this morning after a tit-for-tat lorry blockade at the main terminal. About a dozen large lorries organised by the Irish Overseas Transport Association have blocked the pier entrance and only passengers on foot will be allowed through.
The lorry owners are demanding that SeaLink bring back the 125 drivers stranded by the British dock strike. The action is set to begin with the first sailing from Holyhead at 8:45 this morning. Meanwhile, the B&I ferry Inishfallen has docked at the South Wales port of Pembroke overnight. So far, it's not certain if it will be able to leave with a full load. B&I in Liverpool, meanwhile, say the Liverpool-Dublin service will run as normal for all traffic except freight. In Britain, hundreds of lorries are piling up on both sides of the English Channel. Many of them have been diverted to an emergency parking area at Calais. In Kent, lorries are nose to tail along a five-mile stretch of the M20 motorway. And there's been a warning by the Road Freight employers in the north that up to 800 jobs in the industry may be in jeopardy if the strike isn't settled. The decision of the docks branch of the Transport Union in Belfast means there'll be little work for lorry drivers carrying goods to and from the ports in the north. The Road Transport Association will ask dockers to handle medical supplies, but they don't foresee any concessions on the movement of perishable goods. Meat exporters in Ireland have warned that the country's 26 meat plants are facing short-time working because of the British dock strike. The exporters say the situation will begin to bite by the weekend. At least three plants have already had to stop slaughtering for the British market. And by next week, it's reported the situation for dairy exporters will be desperate. 150 workers have been laid off at the Kildare Chilling Company after a dispute over bonus payments. A Labour court hearing is fixed for tomorrow. Murder squad detectives in Cork City say they want to question two men in connection with the killing of an elderly woman on Saturday night. The woman's body was found in an alleyway on Patrick Street in the city centre. Gardaí say they're convinced somebody must have seen the attack on 69-year-old Nora Flynn. They're appealing for anyone who saw anything suspicious in the area behind Roach's stores between 10:30 and 10:40 on Saturday night to come forward. And police this morning are to resume their search of an Oxfordshire wood where a body has been found. The body, thought to be that of a girl, was discovered near the village of Steeple Ashton, and it seems that some attempt was made to burn it. Police searching the area have found car tracks, and forensic experts are to examine the body later today. Finally, Dirty Dublin has lived up to its name according to a new report. The report by Ferish Fabern says that air pollution in the capital exceeds international safety limits. This is said to be a result of the fact that more people are switching to coal because of the high price of oil. Levels of smoke, lead and sulfur dioxide are all higher than recommended. But the report says the switch to natural gas should improve things. And that's the Nova News at 3 minutes past eight.
Radio Nova, Colin Hayes.
And the weather for the Bay Area, it's going to be mainly dry with sunny spells developing. Temperatures rising to 21 degrees this afternoon. Winds northerly to northwesterly, force 2 to 3 on the Bay. For northwest England and Northern Ireland, Scotland and the Isle of Man, it's going to be mainly dry with patchy low clouds. Temperatures reaching a maximum of 19 to 20 degrees and winds are light to moderate. Force 2 to 3.
1-2.
Okay, let's get it all together. Tuesday morning on NOVA, the Alan Parsons Project.
Thank you.
OVA on a Tuesday morning, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. The Alan Parsons Project, a little bit of prime time. You know, funny about that story in the news about the air pollution in Dublin. I remember a few years ago a story about when there was a documentary team going around the city doing a program on air pollution, and they asked one particular old Dublin chap what he thought about air pollution. And he says, well, I don't mind air pollution, but it's air pollution I'm worried about.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, it gets like that after a while, doesn't it? Good morning to everybody who's clambering up the back of an army lorry at the moment. Cheers. Pack up your troubles in an old suitcase, as they say. Cross and NOV, it's all right. We'll make it this time. You know, on the subject of these buses and army lorries, I can't see the sense of the army lorries. Okay, it's nice, they're getting us to work and all that, but you think about it, if you get onto an army lorry, you can't rip the seats. There's no seats to rip, they're all wooden seats. There's no bus conductor to abuse first thing in the morning. I mean, they're letting you use them for free. Nobody to abuse when you get onto the bus in the morning. You can't lean forward and eavesdrop on the people in front of you on their conversation, finding out what happened with them last night down in the pub, right? You can't. I mean, worst of all, you can't go upstairs, lean out of the window, and throw blunt objects at passing pedestrians. You can't sit on the side of the bus looking at the little advertisements they have in the window. You know that, and you read them every morning. I remember reading one which was about fare increases for 1969. Minutes after 8 o'clock, a lot of loud music for this time of the morning, but it's okay, man, it's yes, John Anderson band, you know. You can go back to your lentil soup and your herbal cigarettes. New single from Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I said. 15 away from 8, if you're taking part in the Bingo Bonanza, you've got 16 little square boxes, and you've got lead in your pencil. Be around at 8:30, we'll be giving out your second combination for the morning.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I said.
I've just heard. The Red Corner shop has had a complete new delivery of furniture. There's everything in kitchen, bedroom, and dining room furniture. A huge new range of pine furniture, and they've lowered their prices even further. But don't tell everyone, otherwise they'll all go, and there'll be nothing left by the time I get there.
The Red Corner shop, Dorset Street. You won't see red at their prices.
Scratched or dented your car recently? IPW, they just love you for it because they love straightening out and fixing dents in cars. They have all the latest equipment. They can fill them, spray them, and make them look just like new, like the day you picked it up from the showroom. They can fix the most unbelievable damage. They can straighten out anything. They'd even straighten out your wife if you asked them. And don't forget, IPW offer unique instant finance for all those repairs. Contact IPW and Rathmines now. And remember, estimates are free. IPW, phone 977-998. Go and scratch your car and make IPW happy.
102.7.
Tuesday morning, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Piabo Bryson from the American Top 40. If Ever You're In My Arms Again. And before that, the tail end of Tilbrook and the other chappie. And who wants to see their tail end? Never mind hear it.
What time is it?
Time for Elvis Costello and the Attractions. The only flame in town from the brand new album on NOVA.
got my mind on the mess. I know what I say. Midnight in darkness. She's not the only flame in town.
She's not the only flame.
And when we're alone, we never quarrel. I'm miles away. Now here's tomorrow. She's not the only flame. And it lit up her face. Should have struck a match to burn down the whole place. Now you're not the only flame on town.
She's not the only flame.
Put your blue eyes glowing. Turn my heart to a cinder. And with each passing day, you let me do the more tender. Now you're not the only flame on town.
His new single from the album the new album and the only flame in town. The sun is beating down beautifully at the moment. It's a lovely morning. In fact, the last time I was up this early in the morning was the night before I didn't go to bed. I'm not used to it at all. I'm not as young as I used to be. 25 minutes after 8, here's Gilbert.
No matter how I try, I just can't. Bye.
1971. It doesn't seem like that far ago. 1971. Woo! Gilbert O'Sullivan, we were just talking about that the other day, actually. Remember all the clothes we used to wear for Gilbert O'Sullivan? The big jumpers with the big red stripes across it, and the funny-looking peak capped.
I haven't seen one in ages.
Oh, lady, you're out of form. How long has it been? Why don't you slide over here? Here's Diana and Manuel. All of you.
I never wanted anyone more. And something in your eyes tells me you feel the way that I
feel like you do. If you would like to stay here all night, you know that I would say it's all right. Though I'm saying yes, I confess I've got more on my mind, 'cause I want more of you than your time.
Wanna feel your body and soul, every kind of love you can express, all the secret dreams you've never.
He used to be a matador in the bull rings in Spain when he started off, Julio Iglesias. But they could never get a bull to go after him. They all ran away from him when they saw him. Okay, Manuel, that's enough. We don't want any more. What can I say but Barcelona?
Stand by. In just a few minutes, we'll be playing Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Total service from All Weather truck and autoglass replacements. All Weather with a mobile 7-day, 24-hour windscreen replacement service. All Weather with convenient locations. City Centre, 33 Bolton Street, South City, Grand Canal Quay. All Weather with practical opening hours. Both branches open Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30, including through lunch hour. Grand Canal Quay branch open all day Sunday. All Weather, autoglass for trucks and cars. Windscreen, door, vent glass, heated rear screens, and a fabulous range of All Weather sunroofs. All part of the great deal from All Weather.
Put a Peter Mark summertime look in your hair.
All Candor's natural hair and skin care.
Proudly made in Ireland.
And now, once again, it's time to join in and play Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Oh, yeah, here we go again. It's 8:30 this morning, and it's your combination for this morning, which is V9. This is your 8:30 combination. Oh, I get so excited getting into the bingo. It's V9, okay? V from N-O-V-A, 9, hopefully a digit, in your telephone number. And you can win a dinner for four in Saks Hotel in the Fifth Avenue restaurant. I've eaten there before. It is a fabulous restaurant. Saks Hotel, dinner for four, Fifth Avenue restaurant, worth up to about £70. And the combination for 9:30, or for 8:30 rather. I'm not giving away 9:30 yet. Combination for 8:30 is V9. Right now it's 27 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and sitting in the newsroom thinking I was never going to get over to him, it's Howard. Well, I haven't won this time, but we'll keep trying. It's a dry and mild morning on Dublin Bay. The area high will be 21 degrees centigrade today. The news headlines. Sea Link services from Dún Laoghaire face chaos this morning after a tit-for-tat blockade by Irish lorry drivers. And the dispute begins to bite in the north. In Cork City, murder squad detectives are looking for two men in connection with Saturday's murder of an elderly woman. Irish meat and dairy exporters warn of short time working because of the British dock strike. And the British Prime Minister Thatcher faces stiff questioning about the overturned GCHQ union ban. And dirty Dublin finally earns its reputation. Well, let's have a quick look at some of the stories which are making headlines in this morning's papers, both on this side of the water and on the English side of the water. The front page of the Irish Press has a photograph of the twisted wreck of a fire engine which went out of control at Shannon Airport yesterday afternoon. It seems the runaway engine apparently gathered speed, plunged through a perimeter fence, smashed into a bus, and then swept through a car park. After all that, how it kept going, I'll never know, it careered into a concrete building and then ended up in a factory unit. It's estimated to have caused £200,000 worth of damage. Fortunately, though, nobody was working in the areas at the time when the runaway vehicle ran away, so a tragedy was narrowly averted, according to spokesmen at the airport. Both the Daily Star and its rival paper, the Daily Mirror, devote considerable column inches to Liza Minnelli. She's apparently visiting currently an alcohol and drug treatment center in the U.S. Among the center's successes are Liz Taylor, tough guy Robert Mitchum, and Tony Curtis. It seems that Liz cancelled her final performance in the hit Broadway show The Rink to go there. Questioned by eager reporters after she came out of her first session, she said, "I have a problem and I'm going to deal with it." The Daily Express relates the bizarre story of two families in Bristol who, it seems, spent most of their time fighting and arguing through a hole cut in the ceiling of their flats. It seems the family upstairs, the Greens, widened the hole with a hacksaw and then began to hurl down missiles, water, and torrents of abuse. Downstairs, the Dunstons replied in similar vein. Well, this went on for several months until desperate neighbours decided they'd put up with the noise and bad language for long enough. Yesterday, magistrates at Bristol put an end to the upstairs-downstairs feud. 43-year-old Alfred Dunston was bound over for 2 years after admitting breach of the peace. And finally, if you're out today to buy a diamond necklace, if you're off to the shops, hold on. The British market is apparently being flooded by a torrent of fake gemstones. Now, apparently, what makes the fakes so good is that, like real diamonds, they have all been made to have tiny imperfections and little flaws. Don't we all, Colin?
How can you tell, then?
Well, you have to look at them very carefully under a microscope.
Extremely carefully. Believe it or not, we have an overnight this morning. We've just had Joe O'Leary on the phone, and he's tipped a good old horse in the 4 o'clock in air. Are you a racing man yourself?
I'm a Grand National man myself. I always do the Grand National and nothing else.
Have you ever won it?
I have. I won this year.
What do you mean? You actually, you know, you're not on the horses.
No, you're only betting. Well, it's a long story, Colin. I used to live by the course, you see. I used to live in a place called Netherton, which is right by the Grand National course.
Is that near Everton?
No, not near Everton at all. It's a few miles away. And we always used to go down as a family every year to see the National. So with me, it's a bit of a ritual.
So me mentioning that, we got half your life story. Anyway, it's the 4. Anything else about your life you'd like to tell us?
No, I'll tell you later.
Okay. The 4 o'clock in air, and his name is Blue Breeze, and hopefully he'll win. And are you going to the Grand National next year?
Well, with any luck, will you buy me a ticket?
With any luck, I won't. 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
Colin Hayes.
Don't know.
great big old favorite from Foreigner, and I've been waiting for a girl just like you. Oh, yeah. 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning at NOVA. Let's set down some ground rules for Bingo Bonanza. Even at this stage, there are people out there. Even at this stage, there are still people out there. And there's also people out there that still aren't too sure of the rules of the Radio Nova Bingo Bonanza, and I mean that most sincerely. Now, the idea, the one of the rule that is confusing most people is that if you have two digits in your telephone number the same, like two threes or two fives, and we call out a three or a five or whatever, you can only fill in one at a time. You cannot run around and fill in two digits at a time. If we call out three, you only fill out one three, and you've got to wait for another three to be called out before you can fill in your second three. And that's two threes, which is six. Do you understand now? Good. And the punishment for filling in two of the same digits when we give it out only once is you will be dragged out by your toenails early at dawn. You will be made listen to all the Cliff Richard records at 78, the whole Cliff Richard collection at 78, by which time your mind will be racing so fast your ears will be sweating. And then you'll have the choice of listening to it again or being shot. So do please take care on the old Radio Nova Bingo Bonanza. Foolish people.
Blown in the winds of mischief. He would stay, but that's not his way. What escape for her? She swims in the dark. In too deep, but still in haze, I'm okay. And I don't need his name, thank you. Mine fits me nicely, and mine will do. Yeah. Treading water, got a back room to rest. Curses in the backyard, neighbors on the doorstep. You must give the child a name sometime. Will you mean his, and what's wrong with mine? She could kill him. Sometimes this house gets too small. She drives him to distraction to see if he will fall. If the truth were to her, which is never revealed, with family like that, who needs any? You sink her like a
Travel offers you the lowest prices for holidays to the Costa del Sol, Spain's sunniest coast. Call to Melia Travel, Dawson Street, Dublin 2, or telephone them on 772409. That's Melia Travel, 772409.
185 countrywide offices make saving convenient with Irish Permanent.
You made us what we are.
Saving regularly earns you more interest.
You made us
Frank Wallop, what a picture! What a picture! What a photograph!
And what value? At 1 hour photo, you only pay for printable negatives, which makes our prices really competitive. Remember, there's only one hour photo. Make sure you visit the real 1 hour photo. So,
stamp your feet, banging on the big bass drum. What a picture! What a service! Dum 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 dum. 1 hour photo, the one.
1 hour photo, Lower Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria St. Stephen's Green, and the ILAC Centre.
Duffy's Fabrics, the curtain fabric specialists, North Earl Street and ILAC Centre.
102.7.
Tuesday morning, it's 14 away from 9. I'm sure there was a record released a few years ago that they all sang Badabadoo Bop Boop Bop. Isn't that what they sang? Well, anyway, it was out a few years ago, 10 minutes away from 9 on a Tuesday morning, and you're probably wondering what's happening around in the traffic scene at the moment. Excuse me a second. Can I have something that signifies that I'm going into traffic? How come all these other disc jockeys have cars, horns, and blowing and things?
I want something too. Can you arrange something? Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, great. Okay, now I can tell you the traffic.
It's so big!
I know, there's plenty of room for all of us. English traffic at the moment, there's lane closures at junction 41 and 44 on the M6 in Cumbria. Also on the M6, there are contraflows at junctions 32 and 33 and junctions 25 in Lancashire. Also, lane closures down there are contraflow system drama. In Ireland, in Dublin, in the traffic, everything is moving smoothly at the moment. There are no real problems. But there is, of course, still the problem down in Rathfarnham where the large orifice is still in the middle of the road. It's a gigantic. You want to watch it? They still got it. I mean, that's been there for months now, guys. These are leaning on your shovels every day, staring at each other.
Are we mad? Are we insane? What are we doing?
That's what I hear you saying all the time.
Yes.
Yes, I know. Beware of Rathfarnham, the old roadworks town there. Pretty bad. Have you reached Australia yet, chap? You've been digging long enough. Actually, to be honest, the traffic down in Rathfarnham isn't too bad, really. I mean, you will get through. Mind you, there was a report in the paper about they found a skeleton in one of the cars. It was a Morris Minor 1965.
You are so sincere.
Oh, really? It's honest, you know. You want to see Rathfarnham at the moment. In fact, they reckon when they're doing the next map for Dublin, they're just not going to include Rathfarnham. Nothing moves in there anymore. 5 minutes away from nine, N-O-V-A. Sad songs say so much.
Yes, there are times when we all need to share a little.
House. Ireland's most exciting leisure wear centre for everyone, stocked with only the best in sportswear and casual. Lacoste, Nuomo, Pringle, Nike, Trigema and much more.
Join the club at KMS Clubhouse.
At 12 Wicklow Street, now.
It's sale time at Cranach. The Cranach Furniture Centre in Navan now offers a wide selection of traditional and modern furniture at exceptional prices, including Cranach handcrafted dining and sitting room suites and casual pieces. For years, Cranach have sold direct to you from their factory floor, thus saving you huge sums. Now these prices are even lower. Visit the Cranach Furniture Centre in Navan and prove it. Open weekdays 10 to 6, Sundays 2 to 6, Cranach in Navan, only an hour from Dublin.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Get into boating and board sailing with All Weather Marine. Buy the fabulous Star Surf sailboards or the 12-foot Scotsman sailing dinghy, and All Weather Marine will give you free lessons and arrange instant credit up to £1,000. All Weather Marine at Grand Canal Quay. Open 7 days a week.
Put a Peter Mark summertime look in your hair.
Lawrence's Jewelers, Henry Street and IVAC Centre, where diamonds are forever.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Howard Hughes. Good morning. Traffic on SeaLink ferry services from Dunleary is facing severe disruption this morning after a tit-for-tat lorry blockade at the main terminal. About a dozen large lorries organised by the Irish Overseas Transport Association have blocked the pier entrance, and only passengers on foot will be allowed through. The lorry owners are demanding that SeaLink bring back the 125 drivers stranded by the British dock strike. The action was set to begin with the first sailing from Holyhead a quarter of an hour ago. Meanwhile, the B&I ferry Inishfallen docked at the South Wales port of Pembroke overnight. So far, it isn't certain if it will be able to leave with a full load. B&I in Liverpool say that the Liverpool-Dublin service will run as normally for all traffic except freight. There's been a warning by the road freight employers in the north that up to 800 jobs in the industry may be in jeopardy if the strike isn't settled. The decision of the docks branch of the Transport Union in Belfast means there'll be little work for lorry drivers carrying goods to and from the ports in Northern Ireland. The Road Transport Association will ask dockers to handle medical supplies, but don't foresee any concessions on the movement of perishable goods. On Merseyside, hundreds of lorry drivers could be laid off because of the continuing dock dispute. Unions and management in the road transport industry in northwest England are holding crisis talks later this morning to discuss the job threat. Firms in Liverpool are likely to be severely hit because they're heavily dependent on the port for their survival. Murder squad detectives in Cork City say they want to question two men in connection with the killing of an elderly woman on Saturday night. The woman's body was found in an alleyway off Patrick Street in the city centre. Gardaí say they're convinced somebody must have seen the attack on 69-year-old Nora Flynn. They're appealing for anyone who saw anything suspicious in the area behind Roach's stores between 10:30 and 10:40 on Saturday night to come forward. Police in Oxfordshire are to resume their search of a wood in the county where a body has been found. The body, thought to be that of a girl, was discovered near the village of Steeple Aston, and it seems an attempt was made to set fire to it. Police combing the area have found car tracks, and forensic experts will examine the body later today. The Labour-controlled City Council in Liverpool has agreed a compromise with the government over their plans to reorganise secondary education. The council initially announced it wouldn't alter its system of mixed neighbourhood comprehensive schools, but now the council has agreed to retain two single-sex schools after talks with the Education Secretary Keith Joseph. The agreement came last night at a meeting of the District Labour Party Committee. And finally in the news, a new report says Dirty Dublin has earned its name. The report by Farish Ferben says that air pollution in the capital exceeds international safety limits. This is said to be a result of the fact that more people are switching to coal because of the high price of oil. Levels of smoke, lead and sulfur dioxide are all higher than recommended. But there's a bit of good news. The report says the switch to natural gas should markedly improve things. And that's the Nova News at 9:03.
Radio Nova, Colin Hayes.
Tuesday morning's weather for the Bay Area, it's going to be mainly dry, with sunny spells developing, temperatures rising to 21 degrees this afternoon. It's going to be hot. Winds are north to northwest, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. And for the northwest of England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and the Isle of Man, it's going to be mainly dry, with patchy low cloud. Temperatures rising to a maximum of 20 degrees, and winds are light to moderate, force 2 to 3. A hot, clammy day in the city. Don't know what the surfing is going to be like yet, but it looks good.